Sydney musician Eve Klein is Textile Audio, and her new album is called The Pomegranate Cycle. It's an opera, but definitely a new type of opera, with a woman's voice at its core.
I've always been interested in how pop music can be mashed up with classical music in interesting ways, and that comes from being an opera singer and a sound engineer, producer. So I've been playing around with these kind of weird mashups, experiments of opera and classical music and experimental electronic music for a long time. And Pomegranate Cycle is the first time I've attempted to write a whole opera in that vein. So it's fairly ambitious because normally with opera you have a whole team of people that work on it. You've got a conductor, a director, a composer, a team of singers, an orchestra, a chorus, and sometimes dancers and designers and costume designers as well. So trying to reduce that into one person with a laptop and a voice is pretty crazy, but that was the motivation behind the project. We have an obsession in the operatic arts, with particularly with 19th century repertoire. So, you know, where the soprano dies at the end and it's all big and sad and it takes a long time and suddenly the male hero is crying out with grief. That's a trope of opera. And we never really see many operas on the big stages where the female character is the central heroine and she kind of kicks ass and survives through the end. Mostly the women are there and they die in the big kind of heroine roles from the 19th century, and we perform these operas again and again and again. So I'm trying to have a new kind of heroine with The Pomegranate Cycle. So it's retelling the story of Persephone from the ancient Greek myth, the rape of Persephone, where she's stolen away as a young girl by Hades, the god of the underworld. But instead of in a traditional opera, what would happen is she would be stolen away and we probably wouldn't hear that much from her again, except to lament over what's happened to her, her tragic fate. But in this opera, she comes back, she sings about what went wrong and why people are blaming and shaming her as a victim of violence. And she comes through and kind of has this call to arms at the end where she calls all women who've experienced violence to come forth and rally together and speak and be and have these strong voices about what's happened to them. And then she sings an a cappella little song at the end with her strong opera voice and this little sort of thin pop voice underneath it, which is, for me, her reconciling both her past before she experienced violence and where she is now, and it's her taking that narrative forward into the world as something that she's comfortable with and she owns. So in terms of being a women-centred opera, it's got this heroine that kicks ass, but it's also, for me, being a female opera singer, I get to be in control of everything. So I'm writing the opera, I'm producing it, and it's really authentically my voice, which doesn't happen that much in opera because I'm always telling somebody else's story, but it's something that pop musicians do all the time. They write their own stories and they have fun and kind of play with characters in their own ways. But as opera singers, we don't have that level of agency, but with this work I do. I do a lot of like opera punk mashups as well. So I perform live things like Dead Kennedys songs, but rewritten as arias for string quartets. I'm going to be releasing a version of Nick Cave's Weeping Song in a few months, written for opera voice and string quartet. And when I do that kind of work and stuff like The Pomegranate Cycle, I mostly don't perform them for traditional opera audiences. I perform them in pubs, at clubs, at festivals, at weird experimental music nights. And people just, they get super excited because this is an opera voice, which in and of itself is pretty cool, but they don't expect it to be in that context. and they really respond to it in ways that are a bit crazy. So I think opera is rife for appropriation into new spaces and doing new kinds of things. And I hope that Pomegranate doesn't sound like a conventional opera either, because sonically I'm trying to mash it up a bit too.
It doesn't. I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay, I have quite a convoluted arrangement of ideas for how it sounds. I describe it often as a post-classical ambient experimental opera, or post-classical electronica opera. So it's supposed to be kind of cinematic in its scope, but I use things like glitch effects, textures, found sounds to really break up the traditional style of orchestration that's in there. And the vocals that I'm using, I'm playing around with, I'm layering, there's processing and effects and other kinds of things. It doesn't sound like a normal opera recording. And it's intended to be, I guess, like most other ambient electronica, something that you can either really focus on as a story and a narrative, or something you can just have in the background and enjoy.